This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 1,100 former Justice Department workers calling for Attorney General Bill Barr to resign over his handling of the Roger Stone case. The department intervened in the sentencing of the longtime Trump associate, knocking down the sentence prosecutors initially recommended for his conviction on obstruction of justice, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. In that open letter to Barr, the ex-DOJ workers say he and President Trump have damaged the department's reputation and integrity. Three topless female protesters interrupting Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders at an appearance in Carson City, Nevada yesterday. They complained about dairy industry subsidies and poured milk on themselves before security took them away. Sanders taking the interruption in stride, telling the crowd, "This is USA Radio News."
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new NASCAR season got underway yesterday. It was the Great American Race, and it will have to be finished today because of yesterday's weather, but President Trump was part of the opening ceremonies, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
There's a military flyover in Florida at the Daytona 500, where President Trump, the Grand Marshal.
For 500 heart-pounding miles, these fierce competitors will chase the checkered flag.
He speaks to the crowd with wife Melania by his side and then takes a historic lap around the track in the Beast, his bulletproof black presidential limo. He also asks the folks at NASCAR for a radio and speaks directly to the drivers. Listen.
Drivers, this is President Trump. It was an honor to open the Daytona 500. Have a phenomenal day. Have a great race. Be safe.
Due to the weather, the race called off. Instead, it's scheduled for Monday afternoon.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Anthony Davis made a free throw to hit the target score of 157 in honor of Kobe Bryant, lifting Team LeBron over Team Giannis 157-155 to win the All-Star game in Chicago. LeBron James said after the game, Kobe Bryant's presence will be felt forever.
You know, me being a Los Angeles Laker myself, is going to be a part of me for the rest of my life and our franchise, and any player to ever wear purple and gold until the end of basketball, which is never. So, you know, it's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful day. And his presence was felt here in Chicago. So,
Bryant died along with his daughter in a helicopter crash a few weeks ago. Elton John still standing, but safe to say his first show since winning an Oscar didn't go exactly as planned. In New Zealand yesterday, the Academy Award winner was forced to cut his show short. That's because he has walking pneumonia. Sir Elton did take a couple of breaks at first to get medical attention. He finally had to be escorted off the stage in tears. Two major fast food chains are having a fish sandwich war, it appears. Arby's competing with McDonald's Filet-O-Fish with its new fish and cheddar sandwich. The chain, known for its roast beef, but the vice president of advertising for Arby's says fish is meat too. Find us online anytime. We are at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live. A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy President's Day, America. We're going to be talking a lot about President's Day. We've got Bruce Kaufman, yes, our favorite historian, going to be coming up in a little bit. And so we'll get into more detail and talk in particular about the two presidents that most Americans believe were the most significant historically and how meaningful they have been, George Washington and Abe Lincoln. So stay with us for that. Meanwhile, you know, a lot going on continuing, even though it's a day off and banks are closed and all the important things that need to be open, post office, all that good stuff. Hey, look, enjoy your day off. Enjoy, hopefully you're enjoying your long weekend. And, you know, hopefully in your part of the country, the weather is, you know, is putting up with you and accommodating things. I know it's been a challenge in some parts of the country here. So anyway, great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. But meanwhile, let's talk about the things that are mattering in terms of the political environment. I know before we hit the weekend, there was a lot of concern. The news that came out of you know, Andrew McCabe being liberated, and of course he did an end zone dance. It was, you know, you had to stop and think of and consider, go, whoa, is this guy like Jesse Smollett? You know, we saw what happened with Jesse Smollett doing an end zone dance, thinking he had gotten away with his hoax, and you know, he made himself, you know, he was out of the crosshairs, put himself back in the crosshairs, you know, by continuing to hold to the con. And as you've heard me say many times, this is something that Dinesh D'Souza had shared with me when he had experienced being up close and personal with the convicts when he, you know, made a short stint in the Huskow for violating election laws. You know, if he'd have been a Democrat. See, the problem is we have this obvious two-tier system, and somebody might even suggest it's only two-tier if you look at it politically. Outside of that, there's probably another two tiers. It's multiple levels of chess is what it seems to be. But that if you're a Democrat, then you can get away with stuff. It's just endless. But God forbid, if you happen to be a Republican, especially in this era, and if you had anything to do in support of Donald Trump, then, you know, all the force of the deep state is coming at you. What I hear through the echoes is what, you know, Chuck Schumer had to say. He says, look, you know, you can't get away from the deep state, so to speak. You know, my loose interpretation, they have six ways a Sunday to come after you. And this is what they did in coming after Mike Flynn. What they try to do with our friend Jerome Corsi. Corsi just wouldn't lie. You know, he kind of messed up their whole program. He wouldn't lie for them. And, you know, and I think that with General Flynn, they twisted him up so much and put his head on the block and, you know, threatened to go after his son. And the general, being who he is, said, no, he's going to take, he'll take a bullet for the team. And, you know, went along with them with some alleged lie that, you know, one FBI agent was noting, he had noted that it wasn't all that big a lie. I mean, it wasn't really a lie, so to speak. So, you know, but you hear the mainstream media and you hear others and, oh, gosh, he absolutely lied. And so it really, it makes you wonder about even this whole situation with Roger Stone, but we'll get back to that in just a moment. But here's what Trey Gowdy had to say so that it'll bring some clarity as to Andrew McCabe and how he was able to escape indictment. And what Trey Gowdy is suggesting as is that there is more on the other side of the horizon. So, you know, I believe that, you know, there are forces, as much as there are forces antithetical to justice and law, there are those forces of the deep state that are going to do everything they can to continue to hold on to the lever powers that they've been able to maintain for several decades now. But listen to what Trey Gowdy had to say about it.
Well, Andy McCabe is not being indicted for a very discreet fact pattern, which is simply the leaking of information to bolster his own credibility during the Clinton investigation. That's it. And we should have known weeks ago when they were having trouble getting an indictment. If you're having trouble getting an indictment, then there's no way you're going to get a conviction. You've seen a change in the U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Columbia. So he escapes indictment for that narrow fact pattern. But that has nothing to do with FISA and the initiation of Russia and any other potential misconduct that Andy McCabe may have engaged in. That's a really narrow, discrete fact pattern that he's not being indicted for.
See, I lead you to believe that there's more to come there. And as Trey Gowdy said, look at the Arab problem. I mean, this is, you know, as they say, you know, coming from, you know, that old saying that, you know, a grand jury could indict a ham sandwich. Well, I guess, you know, in this particular case, Andrew McCabe doesn't even mount up to a ham sandwich. But there are other things just around the corner to consider, I believe, as we continue to pursue this. And I believe that the pressure from we the people on our government is such as, look, at we've had it with this deal. Because, you know, after all that we've gone through, you know, with the impeachment of Donald Trump and how they've attacked this president for 3.5 years, you know, we the people are saying enough of this stuff. And then, of course, now they want to go after Bill Barr. I mean, what's he guilty of? You know, again, we get all in this assumed deal. I mean, the only thing that's missing, you know, from this this particular act and this drama, this make-believe drama, is Adam Schiff coming in and talking about an alleged conversation with the president, how the president called him in the dark of night. And, you know, you can imagine what it, what he could imagine and put out there into the political bloodstream once again. Thank God he isn't near a microphone. Because you know, with Elizabeth Warren even coming out right away, just saying, well, you know, he should resign. If not, she uses the I word. Let's impeach him. You know, because we can. After all, we can impeach. You know, the Attorney General, which is amazing to me. And I know you say the same thing, and you're thinking the same thing ahead of me. You go, well, what happened? You know, with you know, the former Attorney General Eric Holder. I know we keep using these comparisons, but only because they're so close. In as much as that you had a Attorney General, and Eric Holder, who was, and by his own words, the president's wingman, which one time I used that by accident, and I was corrected quite, you know, quickly. I think it was Chris Farrell who may have, or Matt Whitaker, the acting Attorney General. And I kind of, you know, let that kind of just slip. And it was only by comparison that you're going from Jeff Sessions to somebody who... And with all due respect to Jeff, I like Jeff Sessions. I just think he was just, you know, there's probably not very many people who could enter into the fray of Donald Trump and the Democrats and the environment that he was thrust into. And so you feel for him being a bit ill-equipped. And there's not very many people who can handle this. Bill Barr, I believe, can. But I had made the statement, in understanding what I did about Bill Barr, that, you know, this is compared to Jeff Sessions, that the president had the wingman, and I was quickly corrected. No, you don't want to say that, you know, because that's not the Attorney General's position to be the president's wingman. And you go, well, but that's what Eric Holder taught us, is that the AG, no, he's not supposed to be. And so here we are, just the mere suggestion and the close proximity of Donald Trump's tweets and what was being decided regarding Roger Stone raised up a lot of feathers and concern that maybe there was collusion taking place between the Attorney General's office and the White House. And, oh, gosh, forgive me. I think the president is ahead of the Justice Department, right?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Maria,
the situation is very grave, in part because, as you say, China was lying from the beginning and they're still lying today, and also because there are so many unknowns about this virus. For example, how many people one person can infect once they have the virus, the extent to which it's contagious before one is symptomatic, or the mortality rate. That's why I've been saying for almost a month now that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, to quote Benjamin Franklin, and why the president was so smart to ban travel coming from China just a couple weeks ago, so we didn't have more than 20,000 people landing in our country every single day from mainland China.
Well, that's Senator... Senator Tom Cotton out of Arkansas. He has been leading the charge and raising the alarm from day one with this coronavirus outbreak. We've said little about it on this show other than what is being reported in the news, but certainly I would agree with Senator Cotton in lauding our president to protect our country. And of course, listen to the antithetical voices again, you know, because whatever the president says, all of a sudden, just doesn't make sense. But the president's job is to protect the citizens. And it was, I agree, a smart move. And he probably would have moved faster had he had, you know, some more, just agreement, especially from the Democrats, if they came along and conceded. But the Democrats aren't saying anything. I mean, Tom Cotton is as a Republican. What are the Democrats saying about the coronavirus? I mean, it seems like if they say anything, they want to blame President Trump so they can impeach him over the coronavirus. But it is rather suspicious, as the senator was, you know, went on to talk about Xi Jinping, that he knew about this earlier. Also, there is, you know, some indication, possibility, and of course the Chinese get real nervous about this when people start conjecturing, but we go back to what we've always said, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so now there's a lot of conjecture and suspicion about the Chinese, because they pretty much have circled their wagons. They don't want any help from the WHO or limited, only help that they can control. They don't want the United States and the CDC, of course, with all our experience and excellence, to go there and help them out with this problem, because, again, it adds suspicion that maybe this had something to do with some biological military program that went awry there. And, you know, again, this is all suspicion, no conclusion whatsoever on this, but people are wondering what is going on. Why is this thing just like a runaway train? Initially, we were led to believe by the CDC that, hey, this is all containable. But another week goes by and there's more spread, and, you know, here we are on a, you know, a cruise ship, and there's 14 U.S. citizens now that we are told, according to the Wall Street Journal a couple of hours ago, that there are indications that they are infected with the coronavirus. This is that cruise ship that was just off the coast of Japan there that they were just holding in quarantine. We will continue to keep you apprised of this situation, but no doubt this is really something that we need to keep an eye on. And we're grateful. We're grateful for a president who is looking out for our behalf, and also for Senator Cotton to continue to sound the alarm over this whole situation. Now, getting back to what we were talking about earlier in terms of, you know, what happened with McCabe, Jack Davis has written a good article here that is worthy of note, and that is an investigation of the case of former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn will actually end up investigating three former FBI officials. This, according to a former top prosecutor with a special counsel of Robert Mueller's team. And you might be interested to note who that top prosecutor is that's making that statement. None other than Andrew Weissman. Andrew Weissman, who has been in the crosshairs of Sidney Powell. He's been well written about in two of her books, License to Lie. And, of course, a lot of has been suggested in terms of some of the interrogations that took place during the, you know, during the Mueller investigation. And he was, you know, Bob Mueller's right-hand guy and known to hold back exculpatory evidence, to, you know, fudge a little bit on reporting, this kind of thing. This is what's been suggested and reported in the past. But Andrew Weissman, the former Justice Department official, is saying the Justice Department has not turned its sights away from former Deputy Director
Andrew McCabe. This is according to the Washington Examiner, which I think is quite interesting because, you know, for a couple of days there, you had McCabe, and I can appreciate, you know, having some kind of relief, but he's probably better off to say little to nothing about this whole situation, lest he put himself into the Jussie Smollett jeopardy box, because, you know, according to Weissman, interestingly enough, it ain't over. Fat lady hasn't sung yet, so to speak, so be careful. You know, on Friday, McCabe learned that he would not face criminal charges in connection with unauthorized media disclosures and allegations he lied to internal investigators about his action. Now, interesting, these are noted as allegations, although we've been told repeatedly that this, in fact, happened, that these aren't allegations. So what Trey Gowdy had said earlier, that the fact pattern is a bit limited and narrow, gives him some room to maneuver. And also made it difficult for the grand jury or for prosecutors to put forth an indictment that would hold. So they thought, okay, fine, we'll just let this one go, give him a pass. But according to what we're reading from Andrew Weissman in the report here, is that there is more to come. So and we can only hope so, because at the bottom of all this, you know, it's about the rule of law. And what is clear here and what's frustrating, and everybody's getting upset about the president tweeting about these things, but we really need the tweet information, and we need to keep it on the front burner, so to speak, even though it upsets AG Barr. And I can appreciate what the attorney general is saying, but that's okay. You know, he's already put some room of separation between himself and the president, although, you know, Senator Warren and others would like to close that gap and make it seem like, you know, AG Barr is in the pocket of Donald Trump. But I don't get that. I'm sorry. I didn't see that. I think that, you know, AG Barr has been an outstanding servant to we the people. He has been a man of credibility, and we're hoping that he, along with the Inspector General Durham, are really going to get down to the bottom and have what it takes in order to really ferret out the corruption that has long been happening within our government amongst the three-letter agencies, whether it's the FBI, CIA, you know, EPA. Just go right down the list. I mean, this thing has been out of control for a long time because you got a bunch of elites thinking that they're beyond the law and they can make their own laws. And, you know, that seems to be clearly the case. And then we have this two-tiered system that, again, is being on full display when you consider what some people have done, especially if you're Democrats and you get away with it. I mean, you don't even get slapped on the hand. You just get kind of ignored and it just goes by the wayside. And then they go around telling everybody, why are you bringing this up? It's already been adjudicated. There's been nothing proven here. No, there's nothing adjudicated. It's just that you happen to have forces that gave you cover and decided to ignore what's going on, Joe Biden. But the fact of the matter is that you're on camera saying what you did and quid pro quo and all. And then, of course, we find, you know, we see footage of your son on Air Force Two going to these various countries, not even on his own dime, but on the people's dime to conduct business, possibly. And, of course, research and all the investigation is taking place to confirm that Hunter Biden was, in fact, on the plane, that he can be, you know, declared on the plane, that the facts are there clearly beyond what we've seen, but that in fact there was clear association between him being on Air Force Two on a flight to Ukraine as well as China, and the timeline is such that business was conducted and he was remunerated and the people paid for it. Isn't that interesting, huh? But this is all part of the process. But when it comes to Republicans, boy, you know, if there's just a little bit of smoke, man, that thing lights up really quick. They're thrown into jail or on their way to jail and bankrupt along the way. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 1,100 former Justice Department workers calling for Attorney General Bill Barr to resign over his handling of the Roger Stone case. The department intervened in the sentencing of the longtime Trump associate, knocking down the sentence prosecutors initially recommended for his conviction on obstruction of justice, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. In that open letter to Barr, the ex-DOJ workers say he and President Trump have damaged the department's reputation and integrity. Three topless female protesters interrupting Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders at an appearance in Carson City, Nevada yesterday. They complained about dairy industry subsidies and poured milk on themselves before security took them away. Sanders taking the interruption in stride, telling the crowd, "This is USA Radio News."
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Remember when we used to have Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday, and then it had to be combined into President's Day, also known as Washington's birthday still, I guess, for some of us that want to still be stubborn. Here to kind of clear things up for us is our favorite historian and syndicated speaker, and I love Bruce Kaufman's heart for history. And if you're not involved in getting his subscription, by the way, which comes out three times every week, you're reminded of just how special Bruce Kaufman is and what a gift to us that he is. Bruce Kaufman, always good to have you with us. Happy President's Day.
Same to you, Bill, and thank you for having me.
Well, here we are, President's Day. I remember as kids growing up, we had Washington's Day and Abe Lincoln, Lincoln's Day, and now here it's all combined into one.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm with you. I prefer that we have it a national holiday for both of them separately, but Congress was probably thinking, wait a minute, two paid holidays for the government workers and they're not going to work.
Well, they had to make room for Martin Luther King Day, too, in January, you know. So it's getting to the point that just about every month there's a special holiday that, that trash cans aren't picked up and mail stops.
Exactly. And so Congress is half of them do a lot of work anyway, but they were probably thinking January, February 12th and February 22nd, three holidays in a row in which we're paying the federal workers and they're not going to work.
Exactly.
That's probably one of the reasons.
Well, anyway. You know, and all the cynics say, well, if Congress isn't at work, maybe that's a good thing. That's one less day to hear about impeachment, right?
Right. Or one less day that they're not passing bills that really affect us badly as opposed to well.
Yeah, exactly. So, and here we are. So speaking of which, real quick, before we talk about important things to look back in our history and talk about George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, the latest impeachment deal is they want to impeach Elizabeth Warren, says hey, we ought to impeach Bill Barr because he disagrees with the president.
Yeah, I know. It's absolutely ridiculous. Although technically they can impeach him. It's also
well, of course
the
they can.
States.
Yeah, right.
But,
yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, once again, you want to put the country through that? Fine. I mean, looking at the polls, which I looked at practically every day as the impeachment was going along, more and more Americans were just getting sick of this whole show.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, because here it is. We've been 3.5 years into this, and it was just about, this latest impeachment hoax. I mean, this is after, 2 years of Mueller and, $70 million plus worth of the people's money
right.
to prove that, Donald Trump had conspired with the Russians when Donald Trump wasn't even the president then. He was candidate.
Right.
And amazing how they only talked about Donald Trump but didn't want to say much about Barack Obama.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nothing about the Steele dossier or any of that. Which I'm hoping at some point there will be some kind of resolution of all of that.
Well,
there was a wonderful article and commentary on what an absolute ridiculous and quasi illegal situation in the Steele dossier and all of that. It was just I'm hoping that at some point that comes to light.
And of course, all this is extended into Roger Stone.
Right.
And, and people are, go, wait a minute, and then on top of that, see, where they jump the shark on all this is then they say, well, we're going to give them 7 to 9 years. 7 to 9 years for, allegedly lying, or whatever. I mean, look, I've interviewed Roger Stone several times, and he lives in the realm of hyperbole, okay? Let's call it for what it is. Because that's what he is. He's a showman. And this is why he and Trump get along so well, because they both live in that zip code.
Right.
Which, to me, it's not all that bad. But yet, in the body politic and according to the pundits, then it's not exaggeration. It's not, for what it is and trying to, you want people to think that, look, there's a higher possibility and you encourage them. So you aim high and you exaggerate in that particular purpose. I mean, that's to me, that's the way I receive Donald Trump. I don't look at him as lying. But then you get, the pundits, oh, no. He lied. It's not exactly. It wasn't exactly, 10,000 people. It was 9,342. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Well, that's.
Bill, he was doing his due diligence. I'm sorry. This whole thing about him wanting to know whether there was corruption involved in that,
mm-hmm.
He was doing his due diligence. By federal law, the president is not allowed to send foreign aid to any foreign entity that may or may not be guilty of corruption, but you've got to find that out.
Exactly.
And that's essentially what Trump was doing. He was
right.
asking if there was any corruption involved. That's all he was doing. And as president, that's his due diligence.
Now, let me ask you this also, pose the question. What else do you think the president knows that he can't say regarding this whole situation with Ukraine? Because it's all under, the top secret category.
Right, absolutely. And right. So when they were, with this whole charge of contempt of Congress, that was because Trump refused to comply with subpoenas, citing executive privilege. He has every right to cite executive privilege. Every single right. And in fact, when Nixon and Clinton, they were the same thing, okay? Nixon was citing executive privilege on not releasing the tapes. Clinton was citing executive privilege and not allowing Sidney Blumenthal to testify that he'd been subpoenaed. And yet it went to the Supreme Court in both cases. It didn't go to the Supreme Court with Trump. So
right.
You can't say that Trump was not valid in claiming that because the coordinator never weighed in on it.
Exactly. And Nancy Pelosi, and it's really hard for her to hold any water on this whole situation. And when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about credibility. Because she told us, oh, there was a sense of urgency. We had an election coming up, and if this president, we know this president cheated, and that's how he won in 2016, and we've got another election, and he's threatening to cheat again, and we would be stupid if we didn't expedite this thing. And then she sits on the articles for a month. Right. Instead of going to the courts and saying, look, we want testimony, whether it's from John Bolton or, you know, whoever, and we want these documents from the president. And this is on the heels, keep in mind, with Mueller, I think the president had offered, had presented to Bob Mueller over 1 million pieces of documentation regarding the Russian hoax.
Right.
I mean, how, okay, so now just let's just keep on. And, oh, by the way, here's my tax forms, everything. What else you guys want, you know?
Right, right. Well, the other thing was, of course, is that, you know, the job of the House is to investigate, okay? It's an inquiry. That's an investigation. The job of the Senate is to hold a trial. And yet, they kept saying to the Senate, no, we need to, before you send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, you have to be convinced that you have enough evidence to back up your claims. And they sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate, and they kept investigating, and they kept asking the Senate to help them investigate. If they didn't have enough evidence, then they should have asked for the articles of impeachment back and then continue the inquiry. That's the House's job, the inquiry. And so they're asking the Senate to help them out there.
And if there was some intestinal fortitude on behalf of the Senate, they had to play this out because of political hot potato, I understand. But on the face, Mitch McConnell and the senators, even on both sides, should have thrown it right back and just say, look, how dare you? How dare you insult us and give us a half-baked job?
Right.
You know, this doesn't even merit our attention. But they went ahead and expended, 2 weeks of the people's money and time in order to, you know, go through this dance so that they wouldn't cry foul. But this all goes back, same thing you and I talked about last time, Bruce. This is all shades and memories of Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
You know, you bring up this, oh my God, look what I found in my drawer here. Here's this letter, you know, from this person here that is claiming sexual abuse and whatever that happened to her in high school.
Yep.
And, you know, and of course you got to be sincere and you got to be sensitive for this, you know, potentially being legit. And then afterwards, of course, you could tell for people who understand this sort of thing and have a lot of experience, said she was gaming us from day one. And then you find out later on, along with the attorney, but her attorney doesn't get censured. I mean, she doesn't get a hand slap. Dr. Blasey Ford is off rolling along, and she's a bit of a mere memory. But I'm sure, you know, Kavanaugh probably still wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning every once in a while and in a cold sweat going, man, what could have happened? I mean, between he and Clarence Thomas, right?
Right, yeah. And plus, as he pointed out, my reputation is shot here, okay? Because nobody's going to ever know for sure whether this total lie is true or not. Only the two of us know. But, yeah, that's why he was so angry during the hearings.
Right.
Because my reputation is shot now. You have basically ruined me.
Mm-hmm.
From a reputation standpoint.
And this is the way the Democrats operate. I mean, because there is a fact pattern, as Trey Gowdy would say, and it's clear, and people need to be discerning about it, and maybe it will all come upon their pumpkin heads come this next election, and we will see a lot of people vacated who have supported this kind of operation and this kind of rule of law or misrule of law that has been taking place. We've got Bruce Kaufman with us. We're talking President's Day, I promise.
Coming to theaters for one day only. Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle.
My first question as a geographer is, where was the sea that was parted and crossed?
For nearly two decades, investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney has been searching for evidence of one of the Bible's most epic miracles, the parting of the Red Sea.
We're talking about a miraculous event of unprecedented proportion, of God's saving power.
The Red Sea Miracle, part one in theaters for one day only on February 18th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com/Red Sea.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. each or buy two, get the third one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Bill Martinez, live!
On again. Hey, remember those days? Oh, gosh. What was it like? I'm telling you, the scary thing was my mother would always look to the roof and see me up there getting ready to jump. I just thought I could defy gravity. Thank God I didn't break anything, but I'm sure I caused her nerves to be frayed more than once. Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bruce Kaufman continues with us. Bruce, you know, the thought came to my mind last night. I was thinking, you know, if Hillary Clinton would have been elected president, okay, I know that's a scary thought, but, you know, we came close. It could happen, right? And you had the Republicans controlling the House and Senate. Would the impeachment reversal occurred?
Boy, that's a good question. I'm not even sure I could answer that.
I'm just a thought. I mean, it hit me. I thought, well, would the Republicans, in light of the Clinton Foundation obstruction, destruction of evidence, all that good stuff, would that have been grounds for an impeachment?
Well, yeah, it might have been grounds for impeachment whether she would have been convicted again, because it's a political decision. It would depend on how many Republicans, you need to get to 2/3 vote in the Senate.
Could you imagine the first husband, wife,
right,
being impeached? I mean, how close was that? I mean, Hillary Clinton could probably be very grateful that Donald Trump won.
Yeah, in that sense, you're right.
I don't know, just a thought. But, hey, look, let's talk about, you know, and speaking of Bill Clinton, and I think all presidents in the history of our country, I'll tell you, when you look back and you say, wow, you know, the hand of providence, it was upon, you know, every president right on down the line. I mean, there was a reason and also an extraction
for an extraction of thought and experience and consideration that needs to be observed, that we need to act on.
Right.
So that we choose a president that is effective, a president that is honoring, you know, the Constitution of the United States. But in this particular case, we look back at two presidents in particular and say, thank God for George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, we do. And one of the, and what do I, like the column I wrote about that this week is just about that. And what I said was that, you know, they're, in my mind, they're the two greatest presidents, and it's not because of political experience. Political experience has its place, okay? If you look at the presidency, there have been more governors and senators than there have been members of the House become president because they're more politically experienced. But neither Washington nor Lincoln had a great deal of political experience when they became president. Washington had been in the military all of his life. He was used to either receiving orders and carrying them out unquestionably, or when he became commander-in-chief of the Continental Army during the American Revolution, he was used to giving orders that were unquestionably carried out. Now he's president. He's the head of one branch of the government, the executive branch. He has to figure out how to deal with two separate antagonistic branches, the legislative and judiciary branch. He had to compromise. He learned to compromise. And in fact, when he was the commander-in-chief, before there was any kind of battle, he would invite all of his officers to meet with him, and he would ask their opinions about how to wage that battle. And when he did give an order that was unquestionably carried out, that order was the result of all the compromise that was part of that meeting. So, you know, as I said in the column, it isn't a political experience so much as it is, and these are the three characteristics that I think make a great president and a great leader: judgment, temperament, and character. Okay? Both Lincoln and Washington knew what they knew. They knew what they didn't know. They knew who knew the things they didn't know, and they listened to them. Washington's military meetings being a perfect example of that. He listened to these people. He wanted their opinions. Lincoln, though, was the least experienced candidate for the presidency in the, on Republican nomination in 1860. He'd served four terms in the Illinois state legislature, one term in Congress. He became president, okay, and he asked the two most, he asked his two rivals, two of the people who were absolutely the favorites to win the Republican nomination in 1860, he asked them to serve in his cabinet. William Seward of New York, Salmon Chase of Ohio. Why would he do that? Well, number one, you know, that old adage, you keep your friends close and your enemies closer if you're smart, and Lincoln was smart. But the main reason he asked them to serve in his cabinet is because they knew a heck of a lot about politics that he didn't know. Both of those men had been United States senators. Both of them had been governors of their states. So he asked Seward to be his Secretary of State, Chase to be his Secretary of Treasury, and in his cabinet, with their experience, he would listen to them. He, they knew things he didn't know. He wanted to learn from them. And when he made decisions, and again, he's the president, he makes executive decisions, but it was as a result of listening to the members of his cabinet, in particular Chase and Seward.
You know, the other president that this reminds me of is Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. Yes. Reagan was a perfect example of that. Reagan made everybody else sweat the details, but then he would listen to them, and he would make decisions based on the fact that these people knew things he didn't know, and he would listen, and he would learn from them. That's to me, the mark of a great president: judgment, temperament, and character. And to have that, all those three of those things, you have to treat everybody else somewhat as equals. You have to listen to them. You're not prejudiced when they're giving you their opinions. You're listening with a very open mind. That's the mark of a great president. That's the mark of a great leader.
Well, you know, and you think back with George Washington, I mean, this is the would-be king, right?
Go
ahead.
I mean, he said, I did not defeat King George III to become King George I.
Yes, exactly. But here he is. He's dealing with that pressure.
And
he's realizing, again, I try to remind people, Bruce, historically, you know, we think that, you know, oh, those were the days and there must have just been this kumbaya moment of people just coming together over the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and that it was just, you know, all roses and rainbows and unicorns. And go, no, not at all. It's always been, we are seeds of a revolution.
Yeah.
And that is interwoven in our very DNA to have this contention. So people shouldn't fret. I mean, this is a good thing that we have varying opinions, and it took these revolutionaries to say, look, we need to protect that so much so that our First Amendment is going to be listed very clearly. Number one, that there would be freedom of the press, there would be freedom of speech, so that we could maintain that dynamic, because we saw that as a positive, not a negative.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And Washington, this is the other thing, Bill. He knew, he's the first president of the United States. Practically everything he does is going to set a precedent. All right? That the other presidents, not being another Washington, are going to have to follow. So he had to think about, okay, not only is this good for the country now, but I'm setting a precedent that my decision may set a precedent that the country is going to be following for years to come. So he had to keep that in mind. Yeah. A perfect example of that is that he decided not to run for a third term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He didn't actually want to run for a second, but the reason he didn't want to run for a third term is because he was old, he was afraid he was going to die, and he did not want to die in office and have his vice president automatically become president, just like they do in Europe, where the king dies and his son automatically becomes king. He mm-hmm. wanted the first transfer of power to be by the people, an election. That is brilliant on his part. And by the way, he died in 1799. Had he run a third term, he would have died in office.
Well,
so that's setting a precedent. That's real leadership.
And for him to have the sense of presence and future to understand that trajectory, and that here he was establishing precedent, it was exceptional. But that goes back to what we were saying earlier, that God knew who needed to be our first president.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, everybody at the Constitutional Convention knew who was going to be the first president. And, in fact, they molded the presidency keeping Washington in mind. One of the reasons that the president actually does have the power he has is because everybody knew that Washington was going to be the first president, and everybody knew that Washington did not care about power. Heck, he could have been practically a king after winning the American Revolution. He said, no, thanks, guys. I'm going back to Mount Vernon to resume my life as a gentleman planter. He could have had all the power he wanted, but no, power did not – power was not important to him.
Mm.
Getting things done was, but power was not. And so one of the reasons that our presidency today, the executive office, the president has the powers that he does, is because everybody knew that giving the president, George Washington, those powers, he would use them wisely.
Exactly.
That was the key.
Now, the case for Abraham Lincoln, as you mentioned, in 1860, when he sought the nomination, he was the least experienced, but he ends up winning, and then what lies before him is he is right at the apex and contention of dealing with slavery in our country.
Right, dealing with slavery and dealing with the fact that he's now got a bunch of southern states that have formed a separate nation, the Confederate States of America. In fact, speaking of that, just to go back on the impeachment issue for a second, one of the during the impeachment of Andrew Johnson, Benjamin Butler of Massachusetts got up and he said, okay, and this is how high crimes and misdemeanors got to be part of it. Originally, it was just treason and bribery.
We've got about a minute left, Bruce. Okay, go ahead.
Very quickly, very quickly, he said, if someone other than Lincoln had been president and had not fought the Civil War to bring the Confederacy back into the country, that's not illegal, but that certainly would have threatened the country. And that's, you know, that's why high crimes and misdemeanors, not illegal, but, you know, that's Lincoln. He was determined not to let the country divide, and he had the stamina and the steadfastness to do that.
Well, and to think about that, Bruce, you know, I mean, talk about someone who had to fight for the very life of this republic.
Right.
I mean, he led the charge.
He did lead the charge. He did lead the charge, and he was brilliant in the sense that, okay, so the Emancipation Proclamation was brilliant for a couple of reasons, one of which is it was a war power. It was a war move, because now he's got all those slaves finding out they're free, leaving the South to come north, okay? And they helped, actually, in the war effort. The movie Glory about the 54th Massachusetts, that's about all-black volunteer unit that helped to help the North. So Lincoln was both brilliant from a cultural, societal, moral...
Well, we got to leave it there, Bruce Kaufman.
Okay,
happy President's Day, buddy.
What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen